scripture that you're going to hear this morning, that Cheryl's going to share with us, is just a passage in the letter, right at the end of the letter, that Peter is writing and to remind people that it is in God's glory that we live and move and have our being. And in his glory, God wants more than anything else to be in a relationship with us and wanting us to have a loving relationship with him. And so that mutual admiration society goes deep. It runs deep. And so as you hear that word, pull yourself into a closer relationship with God.
Today's scripture reading is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, I'm sorry, it was a tough week, will restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. The scriptures upon our reading many times come alive. So we just sang about. And that word of God becomes very real and dwells with us. And we come into that close relationship where we know we have a hero in our lives, and it's God alone. And now that you've already got the first and the end of the message, I could almost sit down, and you're probably saying, please do, Jan, but, you know, I'll stay for a little bit here. Just want to remind us, if we haven't already been reminded, of this holiday weekend is one when we are basically first to celebrate those who have lost their lives serving our country, protecting our freedom, and have gone to God's glory. And that is what the whole weekend is about. In fact, on December 28th, the year 2000, oh my gosh, that's like 17 years ago. Woo, time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, there was a decree that went out. And let me, not from Caesar Augustus, but it was, the White House Commission on the National Moment of Remembrance. It's longer than the whole remembering thing. But basically they said, all military and civilian folks on this weekend, here's what you need to do. At least one of these three things. And that has continued even until now. So I'm going to suggest that maybe tomorrow you spend a moment doing one of these three things, or all three. Simply stop what you're doing and pause. Just for a moment or two, okay? And as you make that pause, reflect. Reflect on all of those fallen heroes that have gone before you. It's a neat way to make a tribute. Secondly, if you're driving, as many others are this weekend, and maybe you too after today, turn on your headlights on your vehicle. It's another way to show that honor. And then if you plan to visit a graveside of, say, one of your relatives or someone you know well who has given their life on the battlefield for you, and you do this at 1500. Okay, I had to figure that out. It's 3 o'clock. I don't know why. I looked for research why, but that was just a time that maybe all of us would be knowing there are other people praying for those who've gone before us. And what a wonderful way to make that tribute. Just some thoughts. That was free, okay? over the years, we've I'm sure from time to time, each of us have extended our honors and our remembering to special ones that have been in our lives. And I remember growing up, it was a really big day this weekend. It was a big deal because we did one thing pretty much and one thing only other than eat, and that was to go to all the gravesides and decorate the cemeteries. That's what we called it, decorate. Now, with kids running around, we did a little bit of decorating and a lot of playing, but that's just the way it was. And I thought, oh, gosh, I don't want to go do this. This is going to be some kind of awful, sad thing that I just... And it wasn't. I got there, and my folks would explain to me, this is Uncle so-and-so, and he served his country, and he lost his life, and wherever, and so on. They would tell me all this background. And I just thought, wow, each one of these that they're telling me about in some fashion has touched my family's life or has touched my life. And that, to me, made them a hero. And so I got to call this Memorial Day weekend Hero Weekend before I was, you know, fully grown. That's just what it meant to me. There was a thought that hit my head along as people were sharing about these that had gone before us and sacrificed their lives for us. And that was, you know, this world would be a great place if we had more people like them. And then I thought to myself, you know, even as I've grown over the years, this world still needs a hero or heroes. We always seem to be on the lookout for a hero. And how do I know that we know this? Because every one of us needs somebody to lean on. We need somebody to depend on. We need somebody to, like, take care of us and lift us up, encourage us to be all that we were created to be. And it's just obvious that all of us need this. And that was brought to mind especially when the first Spider-Man movie came out. Anybody see that one? It's okay if you put your hands up. I won't tell. Okay. You know, this story was about this kid who was pegged as a nerd, and he got bit by a spider, and all of a sudden inherited these wonderful powers, which he chose to use for the good of others. And all of a sudden, a hero is born. And the public is fulfilled somewhat because there's a hero. And I know that that happened because more and more people were looking for heroes. And, wow, there's a hero because it's in a movie and it's Spider-Man. And you know what happened that very first weekend? I'll tell you how much people need heroes. $115 million was made on that first weekend that the movie was shown. So 3 weeks later, here comes the second episode of Star Wars. Talk about some other heroes. You know, Luke Skywalker is still learning and growing and trying to become that Jedi Knight, and under the teaching of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and trying to get his life together. And he wanted more than anything else to be that Luke Skywalker hero Jedi. And my son decides that will be his life mission, to be a hero, none other than Luke Skywalker, with all his powers, with that force that's with him that will keep him away from evil and help others to stay away from evil. And life will be just wonderful because I'm the hero that will make that happen. And I didn't look up how much that one earned, but I'm sure it was more than $115 million along the way. But because my son ID'd so much with this hero, this superstar stuff, I thought, I've got these senior high kids. They're hard enough to teach Sunday school to anyway, but I'm just wondering, if my son can ID with these heroes, I'll bet these senior highs, who already know everything, you know, could ID as well. And so while I was teaching the class, we were studying some scriptures and Revelation, and we were looking at this good versus evil all the time and how it goes back and forth. And I thought, you know, if we use some of the examples or some of the things that happened in the movie Star Wars, maybe they would finally connect and get an idea of what it means to have someone in this world who leads us constantly and calls out to us and wants us to be on the force of on the side of good. And that they would learn that there is good and evil in the world, but good always trumps evil. And for them to pick up on some of those things and that's happening in regard to those ups and downs in their lives and trying to find the good, maybe this would work. And it did. They came to understand that like emotions like hatred and anger and all that evilness and rejecting one another and putting each other down was just not the way it was supposed to be. They learned that service and sacrifice and justice and peace and truth and values were where it was at. And they caught hold of this, and they actually began to, I don't say see the light, turn their lives around. And so I just left them with this thing. I said, you know, if you don't get anything else out of this class, what I would like for you to come to understand is that you need to be looking for heroes all around you. And not only that, you yourself need to become a hero for someone else. And we just kind of left the class like that, and that was the challenge. It was interesting to watch them as they continued through the rest of the school year and some of the things that they did. I won't go into those details, but yes, it did. It did make a difference. So I guess what I'd like to do today, just in this little short time, is to leave you that same challenge. It's easy, I think, for us to make heroes out of those who've gone before us. We see the things that they've done and touched our lives, and they become the hero for us. But it's sometimes harder for us to think of ourselves as a hero, but we can be. I think every time we hear the news, we think, why can't we get a hero here? Someone who can make a difference and change that. Every time we're hurting and feeling bad, we're thinking, I need someone who could help and change this and turn it all around. But I'm going to tell you that we can do this. There are three different kinds of heroes, and I would like to lift those up just for us today. Okay, there's the ones, those heroes that we just overlook. We just take them for granted many times. I'll give you an example of that. They're just plain ordinary folks usually, like Lucas and his mom. They were walking down the city street and kind of window shopping and going in and out. They just came out of the ice cream parlor and had ice cream cones. And so they were wandering down the street a little further. And they noticed this elderly woman who was just kind of shuffling along, taking her time. And they were looking at her, and I know Lucas thought, man, she looks and just acts like my grandma, and said something to his mom about that. And then the next thing, the mom was noticing that there was another person noticing the grandma, the older lady. He had his eye directly on her purse, and the mom quickly picked up what might happen. So she pull Lucas aside for a moment and says, see that man over there? He's looking at that woman's purse. And I think that he is just waiting for a moment when he can run out, knock her down, snatch that purse, and take off. And she said, I think we can stop that. And the boy's eyes lit up like, oh, man. This is going to be just like I'm Spider-Man. Oh, right. Let's go. Let's do this, Mom. And they did. And so they caught up with her. They walked both on either side. Little Lucas started talking to her about all the things that he was doing in school. And the mom shared back and forth with them as well. And they walked right on down the street till she came to the bus stop. She got on the bus, and Lucas and his mom waved a cheery goodbye to her as if it was grandma they were saying bye to. And yes, the would-be attacker left the scene. And sure enough, two ordinary, plain old people, like a mom and a son, became the heroes of that woman who she didn't really even know about it. But they made that difference. And that can happen every day. I think we just don't always see those heroes among us, but they are there. And the second point of that is that you can be the hero as well. And you're saying, oh, nah, not me. No, no, I don't have that in me. I'm not tough enough. Or whatever you think you have to be a hero. But you are. And I would say that many of you sitting in here have been heroes to others somewhere along the way. You may not even know it, but you have been. And so I'm thinking, so what does that look like? Well, let me just give you a very short picture of what being a hero looks like. It's a formula I've used for years and other people have used because I got it from them. And it's just living a life of joy. J, Jesus, O, others, and you, the why. Looking at Jesus, trying to live his life like he taught and he did, trying to do that to the best of your ability, trying to walk in his footsteps, doing the things that he does, and as you do that, you do touch other lives and you make a difference in their lives. And you're also doing two other things. You're taking that you and putting you in the total background as you see the needs of those others that you meet along the way. And so in walking with Jesus, we serve others and we put ourselves last. And everyone who, for Christ's sake, lives their lives, find a way to become a part of a help for another person. In other words, trying to be, if you will, the body of Christ. And those heroes are ones that you and I can become. And probably the third and the most important hero of all is one that is with you all the time. The one who watches over you. The one who calls you to himself every day. It's the one that loves you no matter what. The worst you can do, God's still going to love you. It's the one who lifts you up when you're down. It's the one that accepts you just as you are. Truly the God, the three in one. The one who created you. The one who showed you how to live your life, even to eternity. The one that is with you always, each and every moment of every day. That's the greatest hero of all. 1 Peter puts it this way. The God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. You see, God wants that relationship with you. God wants to be your hero. And you don't have to go to the movies to find a hero. Because I'm telling you, they are right in your backyard. They're here in this room today, right now, this moment. And they're always with you. Don't forget that. Because remember, you may be a hero as well. Let us pray. Oh God, you know us inside and out. You created us. And you gave us that opportunity, that gift, to be in a loving relationship with you. So, Lord, in the days to come, in all situations, may we always and forever turn to you as the one and only hero of our lives, so that as we attempt to live our lives following your Son, we might truly become a hero for others, and we might finally be able to live out our lives as you created us to live them. In your blessed Son's name we pray. Amen.